Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey. Shag Married Annoyed, the podcast, is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Oh, no. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean, we're part of the Acast family now.
Oh.
We've got a sponsor.
Listen, right, whatever's happening, right, whatever, we don't know because we don't hear the finished product until you guys hear it. Whatever stuff's coming on for Rosie's hooked it up. Sellout! Sellout! Whatever Rosie's done, right? That's nothing to do with... Listen, you have each week a real 100% lucrative sponsor from yours truly, sorted out by me, for you, and
we
me.
Can't, we guess that yours not truly was you,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, right. Well, that's unprofessional. I don't interrupt your sponsors, do I? Whatever they happen to be. Eh? Bloody Johnny Hollywood, how are they?
Who's Johnny Hollywood?
You, with your bloody Filofax and your bloody all of that
don't
stuff.
Don't you be slagging Filofaxes off.
Have you actually got one?
I haven't anymore, but I had a few Filofaxes when
you
I was younger.
You did enjoy a Filofax. I used to get you a diary each year as well. Yeah. We used to do the physical paper diary. Anyway, listen, it is episode 58. Thank you for coming back, you absolute beauties. We hope you're all hanging in there. Before we start, a word from this week's lucrative sponsor.
So basically, the one that Chris is going to do now is the one that makes us no money. So... enjoy this, because I'm not going to enjoy this.
Excuse me.
I can hear the pounds going down the drain while he's talking. This other drivel.
Excuse me. Is there anything more rewarding and more valuable than a child's laugh?
Is that your sponsor?
No.
A child's laugh?
No, that's what I'm getting from this. Child slash adults. The laughs.
There's no children listening. What are you talking about? You're talking
sponsors.
Out your arse. There's
listen,
no children listening to this.
Do not.
You've absolutely
do not.
Messed up there. Didn't you
do
make a mistake?
No, I didn't.
You didn't
it
mean
was
to
a joke
say that.
That. You didn't get. Listen, don't you ever slag off our spot. The real sponsors that have been with us from day one.
Hurry up.
Hey, the One A Longer podcast, man. They're on lockdown. They've got fucking now to do.
No, fair enough. Take your time.
This week's sponsor is popcorn.
I do like popcorn.
Hey, well, do you though?
Do
you? Hey, popcorn. Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you though?
I do.
Do you like every bit? Or do you just like kind of 1 in 20 bits?
Mm.
Yeah. As you throw them in your mouth. Oh, there's a good one. A few more. Oh, it's about 1 in 20, maybe 1 in 15.
Yeah.
Are actually good. So, hey, some are too hard. Some are too soft.
Mm.
Some are little half ones. Some haven't even popped. They're just corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get the little bit of sharp stuff.
In
and it goes,
your tooth.
Goes on the side of your molar.
Yeah.
Like a molar. Like a contact lens. For your tooth,
yeah.
And then it slips into your gum, and you don't like that.
Mm-mm.
And sometimes the sharp bits come out in your poo. Popcorn.
That's never happened.
Popcorn. Buy it at the cinema, get ripped off. Popcorn.
It's never good at the cinema. It used to be years ago, do you remember? But I just think we're children and we're taste buds weren't as good now.
I just honestly, I don't think I've ever liked it. I will never pick popcorn out of anything. I'll never pick it. I'll never ever go, yes, I definitely want that. But if someone offers us some popcorn, I will have the popcorn and then I will want all of the popcorn.
Yeah.
It's like crack. It's like film crack.
I've never been offered crack.
Well, neither have I, but I'm told it's Moorish.
So, why are you using it as an analogy?
Don't know.
Are you done now?
Yes, thank you to Popcorn and the relative companies. Thank you.
Oh, here's the jingle. Oh, it's a long old 3 weeks, guys.
Might be more. Let's wait and see.
We had a fight about the jingle. jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast that starts, but the man who's meant to start it doesn't press the button, doesn't press record. So
what Rosie was laughing
welcome
at
Welcome to professionalism.
Yeah, I did one of those 5-4-3-2-1s with my hands, but then I was doing it with my right hand and then I couldn't press record with my left hand, so it was just a mess.
But what you're actually meant to do, and you should know this because you worked on like TV sets, they go 5-4 and they just mouth the 3-2-1. So they say the 5 and the 4, and then they go...
Your whispering was really weird there. It was like that sex whispering that people do on the internet. Ugh, stop it now. La, 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 la.
What's
no,
it
no
called,
one wants that?
ENP or something?
It's 3 letters, yeah, and people do all the whispering and stuff. Yeah, it's
people
really
love it. It gets millions of views. I've thought about doing it before we started this podcast.
I think you've got the kind of voice to do it.
Do you think?
Yeah, but I don't want... your voice, which is half of this podcast, being used for dirty mucky things. When
I wouldn't say dirty. I wouldn't say dirty things.
You would
just be like,
"Yeah, well, you say dirty things on here, man."
I'd just go, bend over.
Tiny
shoelace.
Oh,
that's all I would say.
Nah.
Well, anyway, it's always
100%
an option.
All right.
Listen,
for that. Yeah.
Still the coronavirus.
Locked up, they won't let me down. Out.
Locked up. Should we sing the song that we're like about coronavirus?
Oh, right. So on Joe Rogan's Instagram, he put this rap song on literally the first day that America got locked down. And I've honestly just been walking around the house singing it for 2 weeks now.
I also think it's quite big on TikTok.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so it's a move, bitch.
You got coronavirus.
Oh, shit. You got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch. You got coronavirus. Oh, shit. You got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. It's educational. It's catchy. Look it up. It's been in my head. It's been in my head for 2 weeks.
Since non-stop. It all kicked off, really.
Non-stop, yeah.
Listen, we'll talk about it for like 5 minutes. It's still utter shit.
Yeah, it's rubbish. At the time of coming out as well, at the time this podcast coming out on Friday, if you listen to it on Friday, over halfway through the first 3 weeks.
Well, that's all right then.
Of lockdown, yeah. Not too bad. So almost 2 weeks in. We don't know whether Uncle Boris is going to keep us grounded or he's going to let us out or not. I don't know what to expect.
Who knows?
But... guys, we're all in it together and we hope you're okay.
Are you kind of now? I remember last week I was waking up and I didn't want to get up and I had little cries. I'm kind of like getting up now and just a bit used to it. Is that Stockholm syndrome?
Yes. Yes, it could be a form of Stockholm syndrome.
Where it's
just
like, this is your life now.
Well, it's when.
So you can either.
Stockholm syndrome is a bit more grim than that.
Is that when they put people in.
And the Stockholm syndrome is when people start to see their, if they're hostages and they start to see their captors as like friends.
As friends and
start
stuff.
To like, yeah, like they start to relate to them and feel sometimes fallen and sometimes actually fallen.
Well,
in love
it is
them,
a little bit like that
cases,
because I can't ever say that I've really enjoyed watching anyone from the government talking on the telly.
Right.
But now I will tune in to hear what they've got to say. So it is a bit like Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in a way, they are kidnappers and we're all hostage and they come on telly at 5 o'clock every
and
day.
And I'm like, look, he's talking.
Fucking they're dropping like flies. There was only one of them the day.
Nah, they've not got it, man.
They just want a bit of time off.
They just want some time off. I'm calling bullshit. Nope, don't believe it.
Oh, you are getting used to it because you literally turned to me this morning and said the words, Chris, when this is all over, we should have a house party.
I don't understand what was wrong with this.
I can't remember what I was holding. I think I was holding a plate of toast. I nearly threw it at you.
Why? Because you want to... Well, I understand.
I want to leave.
Yes, but do you know what? I just want to see people.
Yeah, but I don't want to bring potentially still germy people into my house that I've been in for fuck knows how long I'll have been in at the time. Oh, hey, lockdown's over. What do you all want to do? Oh, we want to stay here and invite people in. Fuck that.
Well,
God, no.
I was going to be up for it, but
I was nearly
whatever.
Sick when you said it. Oh, Jesus.
So... hope it's over soon. Hope you guys genuinely are okay and still managing all right.
Big shout out to Peter with kids. Oh my God. Jesus, big shout out to Peter working from home with kids. Fucking
It's
hell,
nigh on impossible.
Man.
It is nigh on impossible.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
How do you work when your child's around?
Like, we've got to have Robin all day every day, just the two of us. And then on a night, after essentially what is a long day of work where I have to sit down and do actual work once he's gone to bed.
Do you remember when you were on tour and Robin was younger?
Yeah.
Or whenever you were on tour?
Yeah.
And you always think that I've got the easier job.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the better end
yeah.
of the stick. How yeah. do you feel about that now? Now that you're
yes.
at home?
Yes. I've tasted my own medicine and it is disgusting.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would be better if you weren't here. I think I'd manage better if it was just me and him.
That's nice of you to say. Why do you feel like that?
I was just joking. I just want to see what
you're not joking.
No,
that wasn't your joking face. You said that.
Rosie, it's a podcast. I don't need to do my joking face.
I'm looking at your face.
Well, don't.
Wish I wasn't.
No.
As you might be able to tell, listener, we are, we hate each other
we really
right
do.
Now.
We really do.
Sick of each other.
Everyone's going through it and everyone's got the same stuff. I think the whole world's going to be fit as a fiddle after all these workout videos that's been going on. I've never
Are you
seen
doing
so many,
them though?
No, but I've never seen so many home workouts in my entire life. Honestly. I mean, put a rest day in.
You've got to rest them glutes.
God damn it, guys. Jesus.
Do you not feel though everyone's just kind of gone, oh, lockdown, let's exercise online.
Yeah, everyone's exercising
online. I mean, doing videos of themselves exercising online. I can't really talk because I'm dancing loads, but that's just for my own mental health, to be totally honest with you. And I'm a massive show off.
Yeah, so there is that.
There is that as well. Bit of both.
It's always nice when I'm trying to write our book and I can hear you and Robin in the other room dancing to Children of the Night. That's always good.
That was my favourite one.
Yeah, keeps the concentration up.
I'm really enjoying TikTok.
You are.
I love TikTok.
I don't have TikTok.
I know.
I don't understand TikTok.
I didn't understand. I still don't really understand it, Chris.
Right.
But I just do them and then I put them out there. I've got like, how many followers have I got?
Oh, Jesus.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, just another thing for you to check in bed, loud as out. Oh, just put a phone on.
Hang on. No, I just want to see how many followers I've got.
Okay.
I've got 65,000 followers.
Heavens above.
One of our videos has got 1.4 million views.
Wowza.
Can you believe that? See? I'm not being funny, but I'm popular on TikTok.
That's really good. Yeah.
TikTok.
How much does it pay?
Okay. Currently we're in the zero region.
Ooh, excellent. So another load of bollocks to take up your day. Fantastic.
You are
brilliant.
Right there. Bit like popcorn. Just sheer bollocks.
Well, you know. Opinions. Can we just take a moment as well? I am actually getting a little bit sick of people slagging off celebrities and rich people on Instagram and Twitter for saying, like, you know, the meme I see quite a lot of is, oh, must be horrible doing lockdown in your massive mansion and stuff. Right? That's the meme I see a lot of.
Mm.
And I think, look, we're all in this together and it's like, I mean, I saw Backstreet Boys one, that video they did, which was amazing.
So
but you can see they've got pools and they've got loads of shit. And you think, yeah, okay, but that's still their house. It's not like they've been given it random. That's still, in their reality, that's still their house.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, a lot of my pocket
that's
money
where they live.
Will have gone on Nick Carter's pool.
You should be able to go around and use that pool.
I'm not being funny.
Let's be
I
honest
should.
With you.
This is back in the day where you couldn't get free songs online.
Yeah.
I bought them tapes.
You at least own the net by the side of the pool that he uses to take poo out of with.
Honestly,
that's definitely
yes,
yours. That's
yes.
definitely fucking
I've
yours.
I saw them in concert as well. That Brilliant. Ticket would have been about £20.
Well, there we go.
So you're not far
easily,
off.
Easily how much one of them things should be.
Mm. I owe like a bit of a gravel in his yard. Sorry,
well, I wanted it because when it came out, everyone was like, you know, people getting stuck in and that. Remember the Sam Smith one that came out? And it was like, everyone, look, Sam Smith crying on his £12 million on the stairs of his £12 million mansion. Can you remember that?
When yes, but you didn't
off?
Get. What did you get annoyed about?
What I got annoyed about, and I think we've all just tiptoed over here. It said Sam Smith's crying on the steps of his £12 million mansion is what it said, and someone like Piers Morgan was having a go at him. And then I read it, and it said, oh, yeah, and I was like, £12 million mansion, wow, that must be amazing. And it said underneath, the five-bedroom mansion, five fucking bedroom.
Well,
£12 million, that's over £2 million a bedroom.
Wow.
Where's
he live? Trafalgar Square.
Oh, fuck me, honestly, zone one, anyone, that's like...
Well, yeah, he lives in London.
That's madness. Let's not talk about however rich he might be, let's talk about how fucking ripped off he's been for that. Are you kidding me? For 12 million, I'd want a hotel.
Well, I've told you, this is why we live up north.
Fuck me.
Because I want to buy a castle.
£12 million. Five bed. You know one of them's just going to be a spare room with loads of shit in it. And you now want them to be a studio.
Mm.
Fucking hell.
Can you imagine moving into a £12 million mansion and being like, it needs a rewire.
Exactly.
You what?
Right.
I'd want gold. Put I an want
extension
gold
on. Shall we bollocks put an extension on? As is. 12 million fucking quid. Your kidneys. Jesus. I'd want a skyscraper. I'd want a skyscraper
I'd
for 12
want part,
million quid.
I'd want part of, you know, part of Yorkshire.
Yeah, or any county. Northumberland. Yeah, I'd want most of Northumberland.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
We'll buy Hexham.
It's a different world. I'll buy all of Hexham. Mm-hmm. All of Hexham. Hardly any cases there, you know, we should go there.
Voted the happiest place to live in the country last year it was. This year even. Still dead happy.
I think it's the filmed Harry Potter just up the road.
Where?
Anak. Is it up the road? Or is it totally opposite?
It's not really up the... No, it's like...
Ah, well, pointless. Pointless fact.
You live near there, so that's embarrassing. Babadoo, 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 ba. I've just hit a new low.
Mm.
Is that what you say when you reached a new low? Hit a new low?
Hit a new
What's
low.
What's the phrase?
I don't know. I will accept. Did you... I will accept hit a new low.
I've hit a new low.
Okay.
As you know, I've just put Robin to bed.
Yeah.
You usually put Robin to bed.
I do when I'm home, yes.
Yeah. And he cried for you. Not going to lie. Oh, don't smile. Don't smile.
Oh.
So just for you listening, Chris has worked away a lot of Robin's life. So now he's home more often. He's putting Robin to bed and Robin's like buzzing off it.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, this is amazing. I don't have to put him to bed. I don't have to lie in the dark with a child and, you know, read shitty books that I don't give a shit about.
Wow.
I just thought it was great, right? And I used to sneak in an extra little, like, Real Housewives while you were putting him to bed. But of late, I've become a little bit jealous of the relationship that he's all getting. He's all getting really close. You know, you like a lot of the same crap. So it's... he's all really bonding.
I hit the microphone there,
bonding over bits of plastic Lego and shit, right? So I thought, you know what? No, I'm going to put him to bed tonight.
Yeah.
And he was all right with it at first. Got into his bed. I read one page of the book and he had a little meltdown, right?
What?
Stop smiling while I'm telling you.
I'm just concerned.
Seriously, you are smiling at our child crying. So anyway, he was really quiet. Could you not hear him?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I was downstairs in the hall just loving it, dancing.
Well, I wanted to just, because I could have got you and I thought, no, you little shit. I'm your mother.
Uh-huh.
I've put more work into you than that arsehole downstairs.
My goodness.
I'm talking about you.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, never in the world.
So, this was the low point. So, we'd read one page of the book and he was crying for you. And I was like, nah, I'm not having this. So then I pulled out the big guns. Mm-hmm. I went straight in with the big guns.
What did you say?
And I said, do you not love mammy? And want mammy to put you to bed? And he went, no, I just love daddy. I just want daddy to put me to bed.
Shut the fuck
True
up.
True story. Stop smiling. Stop smiling.
Listen.
You're grinning like a Cheshire cat.
Took me a long time to become popular in my life. Mm-hmm. 33 years and however many days it is till this day to be the most popular person in my friendship group. Social circle. So to currently
be... children count.
Listen, to currently be the most popular person on lockdown in this house, it's a big moment for me.
Okay,
it's
right.
A really big moment.
Well, listen, okay. You're going to love this then.
Right.
So he said that, obviously. Yeah. A part of my heart is broke.
Yes.
Not going to lie. It's going to take a lot of fixing.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
I thought, right, okay, that didn't work.
Yeah.
I'll have to go a bit more intense here.
Right.
So I said, Robin, how would you feel if Mummy didn't live here anymore? He said, does Daddy still live here? And I said, yes, Daddy still lives here. And he went, well, that's okay. So at this point, you know, I'm half a person.
So, sorry, just to interrupt you, we're recording this podcast just as Rosie Pummel
I haven't told
so
you
just
this
hasn't
yet.
Told me this, just come down. I'll be honest with you, you've been a bit weird with this for about half an hour. And now I'm finding out why. Oh,
okay,
right,
so well, that happened. Obviously,
oh, God.
Devastated.
This is
I was holding. He was crying. I was holding back the tears, right? And I thought, okay, right, I'm gonna have to go. And I'm looking back. I'm a little bit ashamed of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I basically used our not yet conceived unborn next child as bait. Okay,
right.
So I said to Robin, "All right, well, Robin, that's really sad, and you're making Mummy feel a bit sad." Because I love you And I did go back to that. I did bring up the past a bit, and I was like, I used to put you to bed every single night when Daddy wasn't here. You grew my tummy and all that, and he was just looking at us like a bit of shit. But anyway, then
bringing up the past. Well, imagine he went, Mom, stop bringing up the past.
He probably would. So then I said, right, okay, Robin, how would you feel if Mummy had another baby and Mummy put that baby to bed and didn't put you to bed anymore? And he caved.
Oh,
he caved right in.
Oh, you won,
yeah,
did you?
He caved and
you
went,
beat a four-year-old, did you?
No, he went, no, Mummy put me to bed before the baby.
Oh,
and I said,
wow, you are fucking scum. Do you know that? You are. That is low.
Oh, Chris.
That is really low.
Chris, my four-year-old child who I birthed and fed on my bosom for like a day because it didn't work.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit if I don't live here. He wants us to move out. Essentially, he's divorcing us.
Finally, you know how it feels.
I'm
when
gutted.
I do one of my stand-up gigs and my crowd, my fans, shout your fucking name, Rosie. It is exactly the same. I birthed them into the comedy world. I let them suckle on my comedy teat for years, laughing at my jokes and my stories, and then suddenly I come on and I tell stories about you at Newcastle Arena and everyone cheers your fucking name. It was disgusting. I'm glad.
Oh, don't. It's not the same. I was devastated.
Oh,
I won him over, though.
Yeah. You won him over with bribery of an unborn child.
Yeah, well, listen.
Great.
You gotta do what you gotta do to survive. It's not a song, but I am a little bit ashamed of myself.
Yes to you being a scumbag.
Thank you. Plonkcast.
Plonkcast. The whole fucking, the entire lockdown has been a plonkcast.
Oh, who cares?
Every day.
Well, I'm just saying it. When you're on holiday for a fortnight, you have a drink every night, don't you? Or is that just us?
That's probably just us. I come back off holiday and need another holiday.
No, surely most people when they go on holiday have a drink.
But
like
people
every
who
night.
Drink. People who drink. Yeah. People who don't drink probably don't.
Yeah, probably not.
I am currently drinking more than I drank in my two first lads' holidays combined, Falaraki and Magaluf. I'm currently drinking more than I drank.
Are you really?
Yes, by a mile.
Well, this has never happened before, though, has it? Have you ever been involved in a pandemic?
Lockdown 2020. Woo woo. I wish the printing shop hadn't closed. We could have got t-shirts
Get
made.
Some t-shirts. Woo, pandemic bitches.
Corona crew.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Chris, it's Becky. This is just really quick.
Is it? Is that a promise?
No, I just wanted to ring. I do know if Rosie knows this, right, but where am I from again?
Where am I from again?
I'm Scouse.
I noticed that was going Scouse.
I don't know if Rosie knows this, but I just had a phone call from your Robin.
A phone call from Robin?
He just rang from his bedroom and he said, he didn't mean it. He didn't mean that you're his favourite and that Rosie is.
Right.
So could you just pass on that message?
Right.
And he said, sorry, and that if anything ever happens, he would want you to move out.
Me?
He rang me and told me that.
Okay, that's entirely plausible.
All right.
Great. Yeah.
Stay home.
Will do.
Lots of love.
Bye.
Chip butty.
Bye.
Is that true what she said about the phone call?
What? Who said what? Nothing. No. No messages. Sorry. So my beef for you this week.
Oh, it's getting worse, isn't it?
Fucking idiot. The highlight for me there was, where am I from again?
It's because I used to think about what I was going to say and now I just forgot. We've been really busy. We're still writing our book, you know.
We're still writing our book.
And other stuff as well.
Listen,
I've got a couple
Rosie,
of adverts
can
going
I just
on.
Say
it's
I,
just all
from the heart, on. From the heart here. Yeah. If anything has to suffer, I'm glad it's the beefs.
Well, listen, maybe we'll take a week off every now. Too much hassle.
Oh, God. The beefs are kind of your version of the sponsors. I do my sponsors to annoy you and you do the beefs to annoy
yes.
me. That's kind of how this works. Yeah.
Ah, well, there you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly. So, do you want to go first or shall I go first?
You go first.
My beef with you this week is, on Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
you claim you didn't pre-plan this, but you fucking planned it. Sunday morning, I woke up. We both were woke up by our son. I was quite knackered. And you were like, straight away, I woke up and I was like, oh, God, I feel a bit groggy. Huh? And you turned around and you went, oh, Chris, can you get up with him? It's 7:45. And now he'd been getting up at like 6:30
mm-hmm.
for ages for this whole lockdown thing, began at 6:30. It's 8:15. I thought, oh, wow, it's 8:15. Oh, wow, I've had loads of sleep. This is great.
I know where this is going.
Yeah, yeah, you know where it's going. You knew where it was going when you did it. I went, I've had loads of sleep. This is great. And I got up and I came downstairs with him and I sat and I was watching the telly and I thought, but why do I feel like dog shit? And I made his porridge and I made his breakfast and stuff and I sat and I had a coffee and I was like, I feel like shit still. I don't know if I've had, how? I've had loads of sleep. I've had 7 hours. Looked at the clock. I thought, a clock stopped. Looked at it again a little bit later. I thought, well, it hasn't stopped. It's just an hour slow. Oh my God, the clocks went forward and she fucking knew it.
No, right.
You knew.
Listen to me you right
knew
now.
It was pre-planned.
Do you, on the you know me? Am I the kind of
you.
Person?
Oh, I know you're all right.
Don't even. Listen, am I the kind of person who would remember that the clocks went forward?
Am I?
Really? Hand on heart, do you think I am the kind of person who remembers shit like that?
I think to get a lie in, you will stoop to all kinds of... We've just heard a story of how you bribed your son with an unborn, unconceived child. Don't you dare claim you're not capable.
You know
of
I
that.
Want another baby.
That is honestly...
So it's partly true.
Honestly, you did. And I sat there and I was like...
I didn't.
And I looked, I was like, a clock's wrong. And I looked at the oven and I was like, a clock's wrong as well. Oh, and I was like, she's had my fucking life here. 6 hours Kip I had, I was goosed. Goosed.
6 hours? That's goosed. Not bad.
Well, says the woman who stayed in and had a little chicken nine.
Yeah.
Little nine.
Only because I woke up at 4:30 in the morning worrying about the world going to shit.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I've done most mornings, so.
There's a lot of that going on. I woke up, did I tell you this? I woke up at 4:30 this morning. Mm. I had the same version
What's
of what
going
you
going on at 4:30? There's something happening.
I don't know.
Is somebody setting an alarm 4:30, like three in. Streets away? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Something happens. It might be the lights, actually. I think the outside lights come on, and I think it makes a clicking noise. Anyway, I...
First world problems.
Oh, God. The automated security lights outside in the compound. £12 million compound. God, what could 12 million get you up here? Fuck a duck.
Ooh, I'd buy the beach. Imagine.
The beach.
I'd buy the... Yeah. Where do you live, Rosie? The beach. Whereabouts or what street? No, just the beach.
Buy the beach.
What's your door number? Full stretch.
One, the beach. In between the lighthouses. Which ones? The two lighthouses at either fucking end.
I've got a theme tune as well.
What?
At the beach. At the beach. Remember the film, The Beach?
Yeah, but would it not be, take me to my beach. Moving,
what am I singing? Coming.
Fuck knows what you're singing. You do this all the time.
What song
I'm
is
I'm singing
that?
The All Saints one.
Oh, yeah,
singing.
that was the song I meant. Well, I'm that was coming, the... I'm drowning, can you? What the fuck am I singing?
I don't know what happened.
God, neither
Jesus.
Do I. What am I, on the beach? Is that a song?
I don't think so. Are you not singing? Next to me. Next to me. Is that what you've just done?
Yes.
Why did you just change that? You can't do that.
Chris, I don't know what's going on anymore. I think I'm having a breakdown. I swear to God. Why did I just sing next to me?
I don't know. You can't just put that in.
I meant to sing the song that
you... You know what? Hey, if I lived at the beach, you know what I'd be singing? A song with nothing to do with the beach with the lyrics at the beach in it. Fuck me. You know what I'd be singing? I'd be singing Frank Sinatra. I did it at the beach. Bullshitter. Fucking moron. Honestly, for a singer, you've got no lyrical knowledge or retention. It's ridiculous. I go on, choke. Me and Robin will be left
bitch,
alone.
You got coronavirus.
Move, bitch. You got coronavirus. Oh, shit. You got coronavirus. God.
I have no idea why I did that. I'm sorry. I meant... Can you hear? Or I would say to anyone who I meet who I fancy a little bit, I'd say, do you want to come have sex on my beach? Come on the beach.
It's not as... Sex on the beach is not as exciting in March in South Shields.
Bit cold.
What was I saying before talking about the beach?
I don't know. Oh, we were talking... You brought up Sam Smith's mansion again.
I'm just obsessed.
You were talking about your beef with me.
Yeah.
What was your beef with me again?
I can't remember. genuinely
some
can't remember.
Bullshit.
I know the beef.
Oh, it was about how I apparently forgot about the clocks going forward, which I did. Which I did. Which I did.
Yeah.
Is it time
That's
for
it, sorry. I know what I was saying. I was saying that this morning I woke up 4:30 and it was really strange. I had a nightmare because obviously, like, everyone's a bit, you know, I think most people are a little bit more emotionally kind of fragile at the moment. So
of
I had
course.
A nightmare. And I, like, rolled over, woke up, and it took us a while to sort of snap out of the headspace of the nightmare, so I had to walk around the house for a bit. So I got up. The nightmare had been that I was in a shopping centre and I'd lost Robin, and I was, like, screaming and shouting for him, like, looking for him, and I couldn't find him anywhere, and I was, like, freaking out. And I woke up, and obviously he came into our bed in the middle of the night, so I rolled over and gave him a little kiss, just because I was like, oh my God, he's here. Kissed him. He literally pushed us away. His hand on my face, which was fun.
Yeah, because he does. You're not the favourite in his actual... What's it? His long-term memory.
Right. Oh, we're going long-term, short-term. Fuck me.
Apparently, I was
not
right, though.
This again.
Oh, long-term memory is a long time ago. Short-term memory is...
One of your little vultures has messaged you, backing you up. That's funny.
Twitter. Great. Twitter friends.
So, I woke up and I walked around the house. It was really strange. I walked around the house and I was like, oh, God, I'm losing my shopping centre. Oh, God, losing my shopping centre. And then I quickly realised that we can't go to shopping centres currently. And I was fine and I went back to sleep. It was really weird. I was like, imagine losing them in a shopping centre. Ah, oh, we're on lockdown. We kind of go with them. Straight to bed.
Oh, so he's
straight
safe back for a few
straight
weeks,
back
is he?
To sleep. Yeah.
But then,
like,
after that, you know, you might, it'll come back.
Wait, what is, what'll be, what'll be, will be. Will
it's
be.
So weird.
What's your beef?
My beef with you this week is that you've decided to grow your stupid little beard.
Right.
And you've decided to order loads of shit off Amazon for your stupid little beard. And you've left said, what is it, the wax or something?
It's beard oil.
You've put it on the bookshelf in the hallway, which I've already stopped keys going on there.
Right.
And sunglasses
Excuse
and stuff.
Excuse me.
So why do you think it's okay
Excuse
to put your little neck
me.
Oil?
It's not, neck oil is a beer, right, first of all. And it is not the beard oil that is on the shelf, the bookshelf. It is my beard brush that is
on. Is that
on
what
there.
That is? Yeah. Oh, Christ alive. Did you buy, is that what you were putting
on? A friend
on
of mine gave me a beard brush when I said I was growing my beard before the lockdown happened. And I've just ordered some beard oil and it came the other day from Amazon and I put it on today. And yes, the beard is looking fantastic. Thank you.
But this is what I hate, right? I don't mind that you do that. See, I bought some makeup online last week because the shops are shut and I was running out.
Yeah.
But you didn't see me coming next to you going, look at this, putting my new foundation on, did you? No, I just do it in my room, on my own. Why have you got to flaunt your new stupid little beard all over and your tools that go with it? Who are you? Why are you showing off in front of your mates?
I'm not, well, you're my only mate. You're my only mate, because I can't see anyone else. And I just sometimes like to buy accessories to do with what I'm doing.
It's everything, Chris. It's always... You always love little gadgets and little accessories and you always feel the need to show us. Listen, I buy stuff quite often.
It's called
and
conversation.
I don't show.
It's called
It's called boring as fuck, Chris. I don't care. I don't care about your beard brush.
Well, you should, because...
I don't.
Well, saying that, you've just lost beard brushing privileges. You thought you were going to have a little turn of brushing this
I
bad boy?
I absolutely do not want to
Think
turn.
Again.
Don't want
Look
to turn.
Look how good you are.
I am not gutted. I am not gutted. I will sleep better knowing that I don't have to have a turn, because that would have been your next thing. Do you want to have a turn? No. Why don't you want to have a turn? So I don't give it. Do you want, what, like, do you know what I mean? Do you want to shave my legs?
I'll brush up, yeah.
Do you want to shave my legs?
Yes, actually, I wouldn't mind a shot. Do you go up or down?
Oh, shut
do you go against
your
the grain?
Face.
I do, you know. I have got a problem with buying stuff. I always need the full set of things. So if someone buys Robin, like, one Teenage Mutant Hero Turtle, I have to immediately go and order all the rest of them
and
set, and then just disperse them out through
Hence why he likes you more than me. It all makes sense.
No.
It's all become clear.
I think it's personality.
Wow, it's definitely not personality, Chris. Well,
ask him.
He hates us? What have you done? What have you done? What have you told him?
What have I told Robin?
What have you done? Is it like that thing where you've just kept showing him pictures and then nipping him? Showing him a picture of me, then nipping
aversion
him.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not at all. Rosie, I've just been myself. Just been fun. Fun old Chris.
But the thing is,
fun, happy Chris.
You do stuff with him.
Yeah.
That, because you love that stuff that he does.
What,
you
like
playing with cars and you like doing Lego. Whereas I have to do things like the washing and make the tea and things like that.
I also do the washing. I sometimes make the tea,
no,
but not as much as you.
Absolutely do not.
Not as much
Stop
as you.
Stop lying on the podcast.
Listen, right. I think it is just because am away. I've been away quite a lot and I'm currently home and he can't believe his luck that I'm home. I think he just takes you for granted slightly. I think if something happened, if the house suddenly caught on fire and we're both standing there, I think he'd run to you instinctively. So don't worry about it.
Should we try it out? I would like to know.
I'm not fire during a lockdown. Right, well, once the lockdown's finished, possibly.
The garage.
We don't have a garage.
Well, it's a utility room. We just set that on fire and just see who we'd run to? No. Chris, it would really help me.
No, this is terrible.
It would help?
No.
Should we pretend to drown in the swimming pool?
No.
Can't even go to the fucking swimming pool.
Can't go to the swimming pool.
Pointless.
The swimming pool's
closed. I'll never know.
Right. See what I live with, guys? Do you see what I live with? It's weird, you know, because whenever I hear him go, no, daddy, I literally want to run in and shake him and go, you are literally causing a big shitstorm for me and you. Like, this isn't funny. Like, she's going to fucking take this out on me as well, Robin. Stop it. Let her your story.
Okay, for a while from now on, I'm just going to play it more cool. Yeah? I'm just going to be like, all right,
be a bastard to him. That's how I do it.
I'm a bit of a bastard to him.
Because he's four and he's annoying. He's full on, and I'll tell him. Like yesterday, I said, "Look, don't." He was pressure washing the car with us, and I went, "Don't do that." I went, "I'm going to go inside." I went, "Don't do anything." And I come out. I came out, and he's pressure washing the fucking windows. I went, "Get off that! You're not doing it." I told him not to, and he was like, "Ugh. You got to tell him the crack. You're cutting too much slack, man. You got to tell him who's boss, man. He respects us. I'm leader of the pack, wolf pack. Oh,
like a
come
mafia.
On, I'm 20. Oh."
Here. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Pews from the pews, and the pews, pews with the cues, and you get pews in church.
Great. Right, you've done the questions this week, Rosie.
I have.
Fire them at us. I'm genuinely looking forward to this. I've been really, really looking forward to this.
They're lovely. I've loved going through them. They really cheer me up, to be honest. And not that many people are mentioning the C word.
Yeah?
No.
Oh, that's good. We knew what you meant.
Sorry,
every week. If you want to get in touch, obviously, guys, as always, it is shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts, your hopes, your prayers, your dreams, your questions, your conundrums, your dilemmas, everything. But mainly your discussing stories.
Love dilemmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
Thought I'd send in an email for your opinion to see if this is normal. Ooh. So, my boyfriend and I are long distance. He lives up north and I am from down south. Whenever I put an Instagram post of myself on a selfie, in brackets, which is Ray,
yeah,
he seems to get annoyed that it gets more likes than a photo of me and him on Instagram. He seems to claim more men like the photo of me, never provocative, by the way, just me smiling in a mirror, the selfie that's just putting on.
Okay.
He claims that I should remove any boys that follow me that I no longer really know anymore. However... This is cheeky little Charlie, yeah. Minx. However, he follows many topless lingerie models, which doesn't bother me.
Oh.
Seems one rule for one. Just want to know what you guys would do in this situation. Thank you. I nearly said her name. Please keep me anonymous.
Great.
About that.
God damn it. So close. Ooh, well.
Start at the beginning. So every time she puts a picture of her, just a selfie, yeah. Likes through the roof.
Yeah.
Every time it's a picture of him and her, not so much.
Not so much.
The public don't like. The they don't like.
Ooh, who's the ugly man next to you? I don't know why he's so closely monitoring it.
That's my thought, exactly.
That's my
why
thing.
Does he care?
He's got like a fucking, like a pie chart or a graph. Yeah. You know, he's got a graph like the fucking coronavirus curve that they keep putting up on the news. And he's like, and here's
flatten
one.
Flatten the curve.
Yeah, post them with me and you. Flatten the curve.
Keep them likes at bay.
So, yeah, so he's, that's really strange that he's properly keeping like tabs.
People do
on
this.
It.
This is the new, you've got to realise this generation, Instagram and things like that, that comes into arguments in life.
Yeah.
Well, I know that's not with everybody, but I think that's... The new generation dating world,
yeah,
that is part of their world hugely, which rightly so, you know, it's a big part of our world, but we met before all of that.
And ours is a job. We do it for work. Yeah, but yeah, I can understand. I mean, I don't know how he can be arsed. I don't know how, God, would you be able to get them things, them insights that you get that tell you how many men and how many fans and females you've got?
I think that's just if you've got a business page.
Right, okay. Whoa, that'll blow his fucking mind. Imagine he got a hold of that. Sorry, bit of backstory if no one understands. You can go on insights on your Instagram. You can see what portion of your followers are male and female and where they're from and stuff. Whoa, mm-hmm. Imagine that. You'd be in the car once this lockdown's done.
Well, if I'm being totally honest, and if she's listening, personally, I would run for the hills. Well, I just don't like that kind of crack.
Right.
I don't like that sort of, you shouldn't be friends with them boys anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Really?
Oh, is that what you said as well? That he says that you shouldn't be friends with boys from the past?
Yeah, he said that she should delete all boys from the past. And he's keeping an eye on our likes. And then he's following topless dots.
Bloody Rudy Doodies. You
know what I mean?
Did you say topless dots?
No, I just said topless dots. Do you remember topless dots?
A blast from the past.
My friend had cable. We used to put it on and be like, what the hell is
topless
this?
Weather. Channel 18.
Was it topless
Telly
weather?
West. Yeah, Telly West, no Channel 18 way. On cable. Yeah.
Wow, topless I just weather. Remember topless dots.
But
can we just, we need to clarify what topless dots is.
Oh,
it was
okay.
on a cable channel.
That's the quickest thing. Quickly, we'll clarify what topless dart is. Dart, topless. So this fella...
That was it, yeah. Anyway. So he follows loads of topless laundry models, which doesn't bother her. But it would bother me.
Well,
because if he's going to go on about who I'm following...
Well,
then...
it's an insecurity thing, isn't it? It's like if he follows these topless models who've got millions of followers, there's realistically no... real chance that he can hook up with any of them because he's just one of their drooling fucking fanboys, isn't he? But he's insecure enough to think that these blokes liking a photo of her smiling are potential competition.
Yeah.
Where she's not going. Do you know what I mean? That's following a topless model now in this day and age and thinking that might threaten your relationship. It's up there with going, well, you're not watching Kill Bill because Uma Thurman's fit and you might fancy her.
But can we just clarify? See, is this just me? I find that so strange. I would hate it if you followed topless women. We've got like.
Pardon?
Do you?
You would. Where's my phone? Just something completely unrelated. I just need to quickly go on Instagram for like 10 minutes.
Right, okay, great.
Of course I don't. Everyone will be able to see who I followed.
Oh, is that the only reason you don't?
Yeah! I've got another account.
Wow.
Topless Chris's Bouncy Boobs. Another account. Weekly updates of the Bouncy's Boobs on Instagram. Subscribe now.
Oh my God. On this subject though, there's men that I know who are in relationships.
Whoa. Oh, okay, that's fair enough.
Right, well, I do know some men, Chris.
Jokingly kick off what?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
I can't believe this. Right.
My dad, your dad,
yeah.
Robin,
yeah.
My uncle. there's men who we know, and sometimes, you know, when you can see what people like, and they're like married or in a relationship, and they've liked... stuff of kind of like laundry models and that, and I'm like, that's so weird. Why are you liking it? Why is that?
I know what you mean.
Why is that a thing?
Yeah, it is a bit strange. It's kind of like it's like openly watching porn. It's like, I don't know, but then telling people about. Do you know at the bottom of most porn videos on porn websites? There's a button, email this video to a friend. Imagine that, like.
Oh, yeah, have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, like, it's kind of similar in a way to that. Like, oh, I like that topless naked photo. Like, I would never in a minute. Some of them pop up on mine because when I first got Instagram, I just followed a load of brands. I didn't really understand what it was. So I followed, like, loads of cars, even though I'm not really that bothered about cars, but I followed loads of cars. I followed loads of fashion stuff. I quite like watches, so I followed, like, watch ones. Mm-hmm. And now and then, like, lasses pop up in the sort of tailored for you thing. And I'm like, oh, God. They're literally clicking to go, like, Chris Ramsey likes this. My nightmare is that I click on one and accidentally like it and it goes to the whole world.
Wow.
He's looking at tits! Do you know what I mean? Like, it tells everyone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, we know now. We all know what you want to do.
Well, no, they come up within, sometimes it comes up within, like, mad cars and watches and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Pack your bags, Ramsey.
You know what I mean? But yeah, what I'm saying is I don't know who these blokes are who actively follow them and actively like them.
This guy, clearly.
Okay. I'm not saying it's a bad thing if, you know, women can put whatever they want on there. But I would just feel embarrassed as a bloke. It would kind of be like sitting, reading a porn mag on a bus or a train.
Yes.
That's what it would feel like to me.
Yes, I agree.
And going, hey, whole world, Chris Ramsay likes this lingerie photo. Mm-hmm. Like it without clicking it.
So what do you think that she should do?
Well, she says they're long distance. So I don't know how long they've been going. I don't know how serious they are. But if they're long distance and they don't even see each other that much and he's still just bothering his ass to have a go at stuff like this, I don't want to be the cause of a breakup here, but I think I'd agree with you.
Yeah.
I think I'd agree
Sack
with
him
you.
Sack him off.
What is the fucking point? It's no if point. You're long Pointless. Distance and you're not with each other all the time and he's already whinging like that, just move. Yeah.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, bitch.
You got you're getting coronavirus. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was faced with this would you rather question a few years ago.
I love these.
And to this day, I still think about it and change my mind about what my answer is. Okay. So she's flipping back and forth.
Yeah.
Would you rather have to have sex with a goat, but no one knows about it, or not have sex with a goat, but everyone thinks that you have?
Oh. That's good. That's good.
So one more time. Would you rather have to have sex with a goat, but no one knows about it, but you have to have sex with it, but no one will know?
Right.
Okay.
So secretly have sex with a goat.
You have to.
Yeah, you have and no to one actually will know. Fully go through with it.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Or not have sex with the goat, but everyone thinks that you have had sex with the goat. What would you rather?
I've got some questions.
Okay.
So can we just put this up as you are doing this to me? You're the Rosie Ramsey. You are the evil billionaire.
How much?
Oh, hold on. Is it not even for money?
No.
Neither.
It's just a would you rather.
Well, you've got to do one
you've
of
got
them.
To.
Right,
you've
well, you're the evil person from Saw who's making us do this.
Right, okay.
I need some questions. So whatever you say now is gospel.
Okay, right. Come on. Should I put a voice on?
No. Got the last thing we need is you.
I'll put a little voice on.
No, please. No. It's absolutely fine.
But I'm the wicked witch.
Oh, God.
Of the goat sex.
Now, where is that from, though? It's feeling a bit racist.
Germany?
She just shrugged when she said it. That was a question. You asked us that. Just answer the questions normally, right?
No fun.
So, right. How long do I have to have sex with the goat for? Is it to completion?
Yes.
The goat's completion or my completion?
Your completion.
Right, okay, because I don't know if I would know my way around
the goat. The goat will not fancy you.
Listen to me, right? I am a catch. Is it clean, the goat? Is it being looked after? Is it clean?
Literally just got it from the hills.
So any...
Any old goat.
Just potluck.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Is it going to hurt the goat?
No.
No.
This is awful.
No.
You would have... Is that the answer that you're choosing?
I am thinking it might be easier to just have sex with a goat.
No!
Rosie, you would be surprised if people think you've had sex with a goat. I might lose some sponsors.
Your sponsors aren't real.
I might lose something. I can't be a stand-up comedian.
I can't.
It wouldn't be who you're going to say... Oh, who do you want to see tonight at such and such theatre? Oh, Chris Ramsey. Who's he? Stand up. Oh, what's he been at? He's Celebrity Juice. Strictly? No, I don't know. He does a podcast with his wife. Oh, I'm not sure. Is the guy fuck the goat? Oh, yeah, the goat fucker. That's, you'd never get away from that shit. You'd never get away from it. Never. So I'd have to fuck the, I would have to shag this goat. Yeah, I'd have to shag this goat. And I'm just making sure everything's all right.
Please, I'd have to shag it. No, I cannot be married to the Rosie, man who chose the option of shagging the goat.
What so you'd rather disgusting. Be married to the man who everyone thinks has shagged a goat?
Yes.
Because you'd know the truth?
Yes.
Great. And I'd be out there, I'd be getting slagged off for shagging a goat, and you'd love that, wouldn't you? You'd love it. You would love me getting slagged off for shagging
a goat. I wouldn't. I'd stick up for you.
What would you say?
I'd say, listen, it was desperate times.
It was a nice goat.
And everybody... meet with son Billy.
Have a shave, Billy, man. You bloody trying to go to you.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Both my brother and I listen to the podcast every week and have mutually agreed the following story needs to be shared with all the smars and dars.
Yep, let's go.
A few years ago, our parents were on holiday in Thailand. They like to go away every January to celebrate their anniversary. On this particular holiday, they went on a boat trip, a day lounging in the sunshine and not having a care in the world.
Lovely.
At some point during the trip, my dad went away to the loo, at which point my mum settled herself down to sunbathe and do a bit of people watching. She noticed a particular gentleman with a video camera kept staring in her direction and pointing his camera towards her, becoming quite flustered.
Ooh.
As soon as my dad returned, she told him and pointed the man out. My dad took a few steps back to take in the scene in front of him and exclaimed, "Kim, your fanny's hanging out."
What?
Her swimsuit had obviously pulled to the side, and there she was showing all her bits to the entire boat and on one gentleman's holiday video.
Oh, why is he filming it, though?
Well, he's zooming in and all sorts.
Oh, the dirty...
Terrible, that,
Kim,
isn't it?
Kim, your fanny's hanging out. Mm-hmm. What a T-shirt that is that I'm going to sell. Kim, your fanny's hanging out. Oh, Jesus.
Can you... Like, I'm not being funny, but... Like, when you've been married for so long, I think you do lose all sort of, like, you've put yourself, like...
Yeah, sweetheart.
You would do that to me. You, if in 20 years' time, you would step back and go, Rosie, your fanny's hanging out.
Yeah, like, definitely. Yeah,
know
definitely.
What I mean?
Definitely. I'd run over that bloke and go, yeah, and he'd be like, oh, don't hurt us, you're going to punch us. I'd be like, no, let's have a look, man, as funny as out there. Look at that. Yeah, can I get a copy of that? Look at that.
Send it to the family WhatsApp group.
Look at that bloody ham sarnie hanging out. No. My immediate thought of stuff like this is when people have a bollock hanging out or something and they don't realise, how do they not know? I'm sorry, I don't have a vagina, but how do you not know when your vagina's hanging out?
Wait, man? Do you remember when we were on holiday a couple of holidays ago and there was man's ball was hanging out? Or was I with me, mum? Was I even with you?
Rosie, there is no way on earth I
was with me,
mum. Like that.
Me and me, mum were away.
A ball hanging out.
Oh, a man's
what is,
ball
I mean,
was
I
hanging
see
out?
It in movies and I think, oh, it's obviously just bollocks. But it must...
No.
I didn't mean that. I see it in videos. Yeah. And there's no... I would know. I would know if my bollock was hanging out. But I'm quite self-conscious and I check myself quite a lot. And I really relax.
Maybe
I really relax enough
it.
To have a bollock hanging out.
Maybe he was doing it for his own kicks.
Maybe.
Do you know
but
what I mean?
But in what world do you go, I'm a bit hot, must be me left bollock that's hot, and just drop that one out?
I haven't got balls, I don't know how they work.
But I just, I'm sorry, how fucking dappled and worn and old and covered in dead skin
Slacking.
Does your vagina or bollock have to be to let the breeze hit it and you don't even realise? Sorry.
Well, we're not older yet though. It might, honestly, we might be 60-year-old one day. And I might not be able to feel my vagina anymore.
Oh, Rosie, when I'm 60, I'll not give a bollocks. I'll not give a shit.
Well, this is the thing.
I'm not bothered.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered at
all.
Me
too.
I'll have it all hanging out. Who cares?
Do you think?
We'll probably still be fucking locked down.
Oh, don't say that. Oh, don't say that, honestly. My vagina will be skidding along the floor by the time we get out of this shit.
Oh, hey, now, hey. Mm-hmm. Now, hey.
Mm-hmm.
My floor as well.
A little snail trail.
Oh, God.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got another quarantine breakup here.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. Listening to last week's podcast, I felt so much comfort when you read a story out about another woman breaking up with her boyfriend and having to still live with him because of this shitty quarantine while I'm in the same fucking boat. And what a shit show it is. My husband and I have been together 4 years and married two. We didn't hang about, clearly.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, he said he wasn't happy anymore and wanted to separate. I am gutted and now I have to live with him.
Oh, God.
Yep. We're 3 weeks on, a week and a half in isolation, and it's safe to say I'm ready to kill him. I've painted the bedroom, jet washed the front walkway, and it's almost like all of a sudden he can't be asked to do anything, so I'm doing everything. To be honest, I'm fucking livid and just want these shitty months over and done with.
Jesus.
Thanks for making me feel like I wasn't alone and keeping me company whilst painting. Oh, anonymous, dude. Lonely woman doing jobs she doesn't want to do, but doesn't want to look at his miserable face anymore.
Oh, bless you.
I know.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hey. I don't know what to say. I mean, there must be so many people in this situation. I think we touched on it last week, but you imagine, that's it. I'm leaving you in the morning, lockdown.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. I'm leaving when I get money to leave, when I can get a new flat, lockdown.
Lockdown.
Shit. We're sitting here whinging about being with a four-year-old who's a bit high maintenance, but we both love him dearly. And despite everything, we do love each other. Can you imagine what it must be like? Trapped in a house with someone who's just said, I don't love you anymore.
That three-bed semi would become just like the smallest house in the world.
Rosie, it could be a fucking studio apartment. You don't know where they live.
Oh, my goodness.
It could be a £6 million studio apartment in London.
Yeah. With three rooms.
Oh, bless you. Hey, cheers to you, love. You'll get through it.
Babes.
Here's a cheers to you.
We're thinking about you.
You'll get through it. What colour she did that room?
She didn't say.
Jet black. I'll paint the room black like your heart.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want something really disgusting or not?
Always.
No, but
yeah.
I'm the one who has to read them out.
The people need it. The people need it, man.
But it's horrible.
I'm going to make a call. I want as many disgusting things as we can by the end of this episode. The people need it.
No, I feel like...
Be cheered up, man.
But by disgusting stuff.
Right? Yeah, definitely. You need to forget. You need to be disgusted by something other than the state of the world at the moment.
All right, I've got one here for you then.
Yeah, it didn't take much, did it?
Yeah, it's horrible. I'm the one who has to read it. It's horrible.
Oh, come on, man. I read the blooming depositor one the other week. You can shut up.
This isn't far off that.
Shut up, really. Well, oh, I'm so excited.
In my opinion.
Hold on, is my glass full?
Let's have a little drink before we start. Right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Right, here we go. If you don't like disgusting stuff, then fast forward this, okay?
If you don't like discussing stuff, why are you here?
Like,
we're not exclusively disgusting, let's be honest, but fucking hell, come on.
It is pretty disgusting.
Some of it is.
But you know what's funny, Chris? Mm-hmm. We're always in that top 10.
Yeah,
so it just proves that the world is pretty disgusting.
Damn right. Everyone wants a bit of filth, man.
Exactly.
You say you don't, but you fucking do. Dirty liar.
Listen, look at me.
I know you. Out. Eh? Look at you. Look at you now. Out walking your dog. Isolating. Aren't you? Look at you walking your dog. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, don't turn around. I'm talking to you. You. Fucking filth bag, aren't you? Aye.
You love it.
Stop doing that. It's fucking horrible.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please, please, please keep me anonymous as I'm now married and my husband listens and hates the whole I had an ex-boyfriend thing and we'll just end up having a Barney.
Oh, what? So, who are these fucking blokes who think they're all married a virgin?
Why can't people talk about their ex-boyfriends?
It's ridiculous.
Do you know what I mean? Even though I'm still livid with all of mine, we'll not go into that.
Well, we know why you're livid.
We've talked about it before.
Yeah, so if you're new to the podcast and you don't know, Rosie's livid with all of her ex-boyfriends, every single one of her ex-boyfriends, because none of them showed up on our wedding day to stop the wedding.
Not one of them? Not one of them? I could name at least four.
You're a maniac.
At least four of them that I thought, you know, that I thought cared about us. Possibly three.
Do you think, like, if that's ever... I mean, it must have obviously happened in the past. I know it's in films and books and stuff, but people must have... showed up to weddings to stop the wedding. Like, does anyone here know of any reason why they shouldn't get married? Door flies open. Because I'm still in love with her.
This is the thing. I didn't mean on the day.
You did.
I meant like a text the day before.
Hand on heart now. You're smirking. You would absolutely have been fucking... You would have had the biggest head in the world if someone had stormed in and tried to stop our wedding. You'd have loved
it. Depends which one of them.
Oh, wow.
A couple of them I might have laughed in the face.
Wow. Wow, it depends which one of them. Fucking hell. Good God.
Yet here I am with the man who I decided to marry.
The man you settled for.
Oh, I'm joking.
I know.
Oh, I was only joking because none of them text. But yeah. It is a joke. I'm genuinely joking. Please don't get in touch now. Or do, and it'll make us feel a bit better. I'm just joking.
Yeah, well, if they get it, they'll get in touch. They'll get in touch during lockdown because they know there's nothing they have to do about it. Oh, I love you so much. I want to see you. Oh, well, lockdown. All right, bye.
Bye, yeah. Just listen, don't any of you read the book.
Oh, yeah, you will get dealt
with. That's all I'm going to say. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I met this guy at work. Instantly, we had a connection. So we went out for a drink. Things progressed, and whilst at the time I didn't find it weird, we always met in an empty car park near a reservoir. Is a reservoir a drain, or is that a river?
Sorry, what? Oh, you're having one of your lovely, what I like to call Joey Essex moments. Let's just let this play out. What was your question?
Has a reservoir got anything to do with the drainage system? Or is it part of a river?
Right. What do you think a reservoir is?
I think it's like one of them big walls that has holes in.
That's a dam.
Okay, well then, what is
you're not
a reservoir?
Like, you're not stupid. You're not a stupid person, right? But now and then, something has just passed you by in life. There's things like that, I mean, that are just completely
passed
you by.
I've heard of it. Like, I've probably used reservoir.
Show off.
Before. What is it?
So you are thinking, so you, right, I'm going to try and guess what you're thinking here because I know you so well. When you say, is it a drain? I don't know what that means. But when you say, is it part of a river? Are you getting reservoir mixed up with estuary?
No.
No?
What's an estuary?
An estuary is like a kind of a bank of a river, if I remember right.
A river bank.
So an estuary is like the tidal.
Sounds like what women have.
What do you mean?
Estrogen.
Right, no, an estuary is like the tidal mouth of a river. Mm-hmm. It's where, when I did that Time Crashers thing for Channel 4, went to an estuary to pick mussels. And it was like where the tide went out.
Okay, yeah.
So you didn't think that. And now you're asking if a reservoir is a drain.
No, just part of a drain. Does water go through there that you use in the toilets? And like, is that... I don't know what a reservoir is. Is it dirty reservoir, or is it clean?
It's natural and about to be cleaned. So a reservoir is a body of water, natural water from streams and rivers and stuff, mm-hmm. that's about to go sometimes through a dam, depending on the
right,
reservoir,
there you go.
To be cleaned and then turned into domestic water.
Well, there you go.
Well done.
So it is used
domestic water. But the sentence, is it part of a drain, I would not accept.
That's what I meant. So I'm half right. Come on.
Yeah, you're half right.
I do know things. I knew that. No, I like to know.
Essentially, she went and met in an empty car park next to a massive fucking lake.
Well, why didn't she just write that?
Because it was a reservoir.
Right,
not
fair
lake.
Enough. Okay, anyway. I thought it was because the setting was pretty. Brackets, it was the summer.
Jesus, but she's stupid.
Turns out he was cheating on his girlfriend.
Ovs.
Right, there you go.
Brilliant.
So whilst we met at this place a few times to talk, kiss and smoke ciggies. Ciggies. She must be Scouser. On this occasion, things got a bit heated.
Oh, God.
So they did.
Oh, Jesus.
By the reservoir of love.
The reservoir of love.
Next to the dogs.
Yeah. Reservoir.
We started fondling.
Sorry, is she from the 1950s?
I don't know. I like it, though.
Fondling. Fondling by the reservoir, the new jazz album.
By Anon.
Fondling by the reservoir.
With all the domestic water. Right, okay,
this water tastes like someone was fondled near it.
Can I carry on?
Sorry, I'm just excited. Right. I think I'm a bit pissed now.
I ended up giving him a handjob by the reservoir.
That's the grimmest thing I've ever heard.
What do you mean?
Well, I just picture them both sitting on the bonnet of the car looking at the reservoir, and she's got a ciggy in her left hand and he's knobbing her right hand and just tossing him off while he looks at the reservoir.
Oh, hey.
That's what I've pictured right there. And they're both just looking into the distance, sitting on the bonnet of his fucking Ford Escort.
At the reservoir. It's not romantic, is it?
No,
in the car park.
No. How did she not know he was cheating? What fucking gall on this bloke? Let's meet at the reservoir. Jesus.
I'm just trying to think if I've ever met anyone at the reservoir.
Well, you probably wouldn't have known because you wouldn't have known it was a reservoir.
But like a stream or something.
Did you meet anyone at a large body of water?
Probably.
Wasn't the sea. You live there, remember?
That's me beach.
Life's a peach. Right. Oh, wait, what happens
right,
if
anyway,
it's tossing
them off? So, right. Oh, gosh. Are you ready? Do you want to know this?
Oh, so it gets really bad. Yeah, of course. You said what's it's got really bad. I think I'm drunk. Okay. Okay. Carry on.
I ended up giving him a hand job.
Yeah.
He lifted up his t-shirt before he came.
Right.
What's the... Ejaculating on his stomach.
Yeah.
And then asked for a tissue, which I didn't have.
Great.
So he proceeded to run his fingers over the thick glob-dwelled semen and lick it off.
Sorry.
I don't want to say the word cum too much. She's wrote cum loads, and I don't want to say it because it makes us feel a bit ill.
So he did it on his...
He's done it on his stomach. And then he's...
You know what he'll have made? You know what he'll have made in his belly button?
What?
A little reservoir.
Ew.
So he's scooped it off with his hands and he's licked it himself.
And he's licked it. I was gobsmacked. Then he took my hand and licked his own... You know what? Off my fingers, like it was a tasty lollipop.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
He needs to be chucked into that reservoir.
I don't want him sullying our water.
Imagine. I was still not talking. He said he did that because he didn't want to ruin his t-shirt as he was heading to the pub after and couldn't be asked to go home and change. Needless to say, I called it off after. I think he probably does this all the time, as he didn't seem to flinch. He didn't even look around the car to use an old fag packet or something.
This is one of the scummier encounters we've ever had to deal with on here.
I think he thought it would turn me on. It was about 20 years ago, before porn really came on the internet. Oh, so he was like, he was watching it.
He's what you call one of your grassroots perverts.
He's original to the core. He is. Wowee.
Old fag packets? Mangy. Jesus. I mean...
Am I just being a prude and not adventurous, or is this
strange?
No.
Yes, he's probably in prison now for murdering someone. I'm going to put it out there.
Let's just put a very funny thing at the end.
What's your point?
He seemed to proper enjoy it. I mean, I've tasted cum, and it ain't that nice.
Can I just say, for a point of fairness here, had she tasted his cum, no, then she doesn't know. Don't cast your opinion on a cum that you haven't tasted. Thank you very much.
They're all the same. They're all disgusting.
That's racist.
She's signed this off here. Take care and all the very best for you and your family. Thank you.
Bit weird coming at the end of that story.
Strange, isn't it? just that.
Yeah.
And then take care.
All the best
care.
For the future.
All the best. Your Auntie Val.
An old fag packet to wipe it up in is the thing that's sticking in my head now. Who wipes stuff up? He would literally...
It wouldn't soak it up.
Well, I imagine she means opening it and flicking
scooping
it all in.
Oh, geez. Oh, God. Skipping
it. You know, sometimes when you would de-ice your windscreen with a CD case, I think she means like that kind of thing.
Or like, you know, rubbing slime.
Don't talk about me, child.
You know
Don't
how
even
you put it back...
Child's
do
name.
You know sometimes when you just put it back into the jar
yeah.
and you'd have to just scoop it up?
God,
that is great. See, I told you it was horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
Do you wish you hadn't heard it?
No.
Okay.
I'm a better person for hearing that.
Mm. Well, I know what a reservoir is now.
Educational.
So, every day's a school day.
Who says homeschooling's difficult?
Babadoo, 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 babadoo. This one's interesting.
Okay. God alive. I love knocking wine glasses over.
Sacrilege.
Fucking hell, man.
Right. Dear Chris and Rosie, okay, so to cut a long story short, I'm in a relationship of 4 years and recently my partner and I moved in together. That's exciting. Whilst packing up, I have noticed a video cam DVD labelled me and ex's name. Yeah. So, as to not be a complete psycho, I've not mentioned anything at the time of the move.
Right.
But, whilst the move happened over several weeks ago, the DVD has been moved to multiple locations.
Oh, shit.
Maybe to keep hidden from myself. Who knows?
Or it's been watched and put back somewhere different.
Really, do you think?
Maybe.
Anyway... Since moving, he has mentioned taking some boxes he doesn't need to his mother's as to not take up too much space. Am I wrong in thinking that it's exactly this and maybe more he's trying to keep hold of and hide from me? Part of me wants to address it because it's clearly annoying me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be asking. What would you do in this situation?
Oh, that's juicy.
I would watch it.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she hasn't watched it already has blown my mind.
Stronger than me.
Yeah, fucking hell.
I would watch it.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I would say something. One of the two.
You'd have to say something.
Yeah.
Who are these people in these relationships who just don't say anything?
Yeah.
Are we the strange ones for addressing stuff?
Yeah, but again, though, I mean, don't slag them all off because, you know, they're creating a lot of our content, Rosie.
Yeah, this is true, actually. Keep
asking us, guys.
Please.
I would have watched it. I would have definitely watched it. A million percent.
Damn,
I watched
Skippy.
It. Fuck yeah. And I would have said something, I think. I think I would have done both. Or I watched it and then went in and frisbeed it at him and went, Carlissa, pervert, good to you and your ex.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's just a little cheeky little one, mate.
He's playing fucking fast and loose with this fella.
I know.
I mean, having it around the house so that your current girlfriend can see it, the only worst place I would consider putting something like that another person I wouldn't want to see it, would be me mum.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Oh, he has this porn video of this possible porn video of me. Do I want it round the house for my wife to see, my girlfriend to see? Possibly. I'll go and leave it at my mom's house for her to fucking watch as well. What if his mom's tidying up? She goes, him and Sarah. Oh, yeah, I like Sarah. Oh, I bet this is when they were on holiday.
She had a lovely singing voice.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Sarah, I wonder if it's Sarah singing.
Yeah, bet if it was when they were on holiday, maybe. Yes. Yeah, they might have got up on stage on the karaoke. Like... Yeah!
Retinas.
Burned.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Haven't had a little poo story for a while?
Oh.
Cheeky little Charlie little poo story?
No,
do you want one?
No.
Why?
Because you haven't played the jingle.
Do you want the jingle?
Always want
the jingle.
Okay,
well, let me find it. Hang on. Do you know we've been talking about shit since the 20th of November?
Wow.
Yeah? You ready?
Yeah.
Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits, all the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Ready? Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shag married and shit. Wash your hands, you dirty
little bastard.
Wash your
hands, stay indoors. Boom.
Here we go.
Yes.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
Hope you are well and keeping safe.
We are both of those things.
Yes.
Thank you for asking.
In these dark times, I have a story which I think will fit into the Let's Talk About Shit segment. And it's very topical as it's an extremely poor example of personal hygiene.
Oh, God.
My lovely boyfriend recently bought me tickets to see a West End musical for my birthday. He works in London and I work in our hometown just outside of London. I got the train up to London and was a bit early to meet him, so I decided to use my time wisely and clear out. Ready for the big meal we had planned to go to and get before the show. Going for a big meal before the show. So I ventured down to the men's loo in Waterloo. Rosie, I can assure you, they are fucking dire. I found one of the only cubicles that wasn't occupied, missing a door or covered in shit, and sat down to do my business. So he's gone to the toilets.
Yeah.
At Waterloo Station, I'm guessing.
Oh, God.
Whew. I am normally very good at checking for loo roll when I go into a cubicle.
Oh, God.
And when I did on this occasion, I saw two big rolls, so I thought I was good to go. Not until I had finished my business did I notice that they were a really stupidly designed loo roll holder, whereby instead of the loo roll coming out of the bottom, you dispense the paper from the middle of the holder like a packet of wet wipes.
Hate them. Hate them.
Do you know
them.
What I mean?
Like pulling tinsel out of a dog's arse.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Oh, Chris.
Hate it.
What I love about this is that he actually attached a picture of one of them.
Never in the
in
world.
In the email.
Is it the one?
Yeah,
smart
it's the ones
one.
Where you pull them out one at a time out the really small hole.
Smart one.
Horrible.
I can actually get a full line of them out.
Can you?
Yeah. Over years and years of touring and going to petrol stations and stuff, when I was allowed to leave the house, what you've got to do is, you've got to just basically, it's hard to describe on the podcast, but you've got to essentially put, finger and thumb together. Use your finger and thumb and then use the other ones and go over, 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 left, right, 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 as you're pulling them out and you can you can get a full line. I can get a full line of about 20 out.
I see, I've been tricked by them many a time.
No,
like
don't just yank with one hand. No, you've got to.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you know when you said then when I was allowed to leave the house?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, sound like you're being tagged.
Well, that as well.
Yeah.
Luckily, my tagging coincided perfectly with this, so
imagine.
No one knows.
Do you know, here's a little thing. Here's a little coronavirus gossip. Apparently a lot of people, although now they've banned elective surgery, a lot of people have been getting plastic surgery secretly while this is all going on.
Really?
Yeah, because they could get away with it. Like, if nobody wants anyone to know, they're just like, oh, you're looking good. Quarantined babes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who would know staying in the house for 3 weeks made your tits two sizes
Can
bigger?
Can you believe it? Just had loads of time, just been rubbing them loads, just every night before I go to bed.
Needed to just sit back and take a moment and just grow me tits.
That was something that a girl I used to go to school with did, who didn't have a very big chest. She heard that if you touch them all the time, they got bigger. So she used to lie on a night time just rubbing her boobs. Never worked.
Oh, bless her.
I know.
Did you have fun though?
Ah, maybe.
Good.
I was doing it the opposite way, so mine would go down. Well, massive. Horrible. So anyway, yeah. Some stupid dickhead before me had decided to push the toilet roll back through the hole so the ends were sitting inside the holder. Unreachable and fucking useless. I had an arse caked in shite.
Great.
No toilet roll in the middle of London before a date night with my boyfriend. There was only one thing for it. I reached down, put my hand in my trouser pocket and pulled out my handkerchief.
Oh, why have you got a handkerchief? That's my main question. Why have you got one of them? Fucking, not the disposable ones, the full on, like, you know, like static caravan handkerchief.
No, like a tissue handkerchief. He sounds quite posh to me.
He didn't say tissue, Rosie. He said handkerchief.
So that's...
the old man carries one round, blows his nose.
Right, okay, that's what I meant. This man might be quite middle class.
Rosie, he's about to prove the contrary. Read on.
Well, have you noticed I haven't had a stutter because this is really well written?
Right, yeah, good.
All right?
Jesus.
Or is it wrote? I don't know which one it is.
He'll tell you.
Thankfully, my arse wasn't quite as caked as it felt like it was.
Fantastic.
I think some hairs have just matted together.
Jesus, do you think this guy's posh and he's writing this?
It's anonymous, isn't it? Write what they want.
Fuck a duck.
It's grammar's lovely. So I wiped away and thankfully it was quite a clean wipe, but there were still several smears, more 2D than 3D.
Heavens above.
I looked around and of course there was no bin in the cubicle. I obviously couldn't flush it and I couldn't bring myself to leave it for someone else to deal
with. Fabric handkerchief. What year is it? What year is it?
I bet it's monogrammed as well.
Oh, I bet he's got his initials on and a big fucking skid mark. Dirty sod.
So, what is this? Didn't want to leave it for anyone else. You know.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Thoughts and caring.
Great.
So I neatly folded it up, ensuring that no shit was on the outside of the hanky. Put it in my coat pocket as I left the cubicle and washed my hands.
I hate everyone.
Typically, there was no bin in the toilets anyway, so I had to face facts that I would have to try and find another bin in Waterloo Station to dispose of my shitty hanky, and I had every intention to.
Oh, no.
But my boyfriend phoned me once I got out of the concourse and I got distracted. As I went to go and meet him, and looking forward to our evening, so he just got distracted, okay?
Oh, dude.
I was so swept up in the excitement of going to see the show that I completely forgot that I had folded up a handkerchief containing my shit smears in my coat pocket.
No,
until
man.
We were halfway through the first act of the show and I felt a sneeze coming on.
No fucking way.
I quickly reached into my coat pocket under my seat, sneezed into my hanky, and it all came flooding back to me as the smell of shit flooded my nostrils. Mortified, he's put.
Oh my God. Oh God. No.
He's put, please keep me anonymous. No. Thank you so much. I love that.
Oh, that's just horrendous. Oh. Very good.
Very,
very, very
good.
I enjoyed that very much. Oh, God.
It's easily done.
No, it's not. And
well,
I'll tell
you
why. No, I'll tell you why it's not easily done. Because people shouldn't be carrying round fabric fucking hankies like it's 1920. Fucking stop it.
I think he's got one of them really lovely big, like a twizzly beard.
Lovely
and
big
And I think he wears like a three-piece suit with tweed. And I think he's got like a cane. I think he's really posh.
Right, he's definitely posh, yeah. Because posh people write things like... caked and matted arse hairs. Posh, that's a phrase posh people use regularly. Fuck me.
I love that. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
We've got one. I would love to say that we pulled our fingers out and thought, loads of celebrities are at home now, locked down. Possibly they want to, you know, get their name out there and do a celebrity question. That's not the case at all. David, big love to David. Karen's boyfriend, who I did Straight with, who I danced on the street, David Webb, absolute legend, is friends with Joe, who plays Anna on Downton Abbey.
This is and very exciting because we randomly, love her.
I asked him ages ago and he was like, yeah, I'll sort that out. And I thought nothing of it. You know, he's busy and he's sorted it out. And he just sent us the idea. He was like, yeah, you want a surprise? And he sent us this. And here it is.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Rosie. It's Joe Froggatt here. I have a question for you. Which character in Downton Abbey do you think you're most like and why?
Oh. Yeah. So Joe plays Anna in Downton Abbey, which is obviously we went through a phase of absolutely hammering Downton Abbey and watched the film and everything and we loved it. While watching it, we discussed, Rosie, that I would clearly be upstairs and you would clearly be downstairs.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd be upstairs, though.
Yeah, I beg your pardon.
I don't think you'd be upstairs.
I beg your pardon. I would definitely be upstairs.
If you were upstairs, you would be what's his face, who used to be the chauffeur.
Go and he fuck married yourself. One of them. Yeah. Don't you dare. Well, you think I'm married into that? Married into I'm born upstairs.
I'd like to just tell you, Chris, bring you back down to earth. You are a northern working class comedian.
Hey.
You're scum on people's shoemate. Are you having a laugh? You're actually having a laugh?
Wow.
You ever been on QI?
Right.
Ever been on QI?
No.
Have you? Funny, that, isn't
Northern
it?
Work, right.
You'd
right,
be downstairs, right. Mate.
You would be getting an email from Jason Manford, from John Bishop, anyone else who I can care to tell or name drop.
They're posher than you.
Now
all
they
of
are.
Them.
Now they are. John especially.
Maybe is it because they're older than you that they've seen posher?
Oh, I think it's because John's
you're
got, like,
a scumbag. Don't got, like, pretend that you're not. I would love chickens.
Yeah.
Just quickly on the subject of Joe Froggatt.
Yeah.
Anna from Downton Abbey.
Yeah, yeah.
Loved her when she was in Bad Girls, actually.
Yeah, she's a legend. She's a fantastic actress. Amazing. She's brilliant.
Thank
you for the question, by the way.
Thank you. I think if I was a character in Downton Abbey, I would be the cook. I'd be Mrs. Patmore.
You'd be Mrs. Patmore,
that's
the
me.
Cook.
Love her.
I honestly think if I want to be, I'd want to be Lord Grantham.
You're not going to be Lord Grantham.
Listen.
You're coursing at best.
Do you know what you've done?
On a good
day.
Do
you know what you've done? You've done the whole time. You know what you've fucking held me back, you have, right? If I want to be Lord Grantham, I can be Lord fucking Grantham.
Oh, sorry. Right? Where would you be if you didn't have me? Eh? Where would you be? On the arm of Meghan Markle? Don't fucking think so. Eh? Who do you think you are?
Why am I on her arm? Why is she not on my arm?
Because you're a scumbag. I actually meant the other
like,
one.
What I'm saying is, right, I would love to be Lord Grantham. I'd love to be the guy, the landowner, the posh guy walking around with the dog. Mainly because of his dog, but I genuinely
say, you just
think,
want his dog.
Honestly, in all fairness, I genuinely think I'd be downstairs and I genuinely think I'd be one of the new shitty butlers who fucks up and literally disappears within three episodes.
Yes.
Not
to go
even,
back to go work in the credited, butchers again.
Not even credited.
That would be you.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Patmore.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Mm-hmm.
Now get the fucking dinner on, Patmore.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you once again for listening. We absolutely love getting all your tweets and your Instagram messages and all your emails. We really just want to make you smile through this complete shit show. We're all in it together and it's, you know, it's hard times.
100%. Couldn't have put it back myself. Thank you all so much. If you want to get in touch at shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com, send us anything. Send us whatever the fuck you want. Stories, anything, all of that. Weirdly, we just got sent about 8 boxes of front page books of front pages of the book that we are doing, the Shagmarriedannoyed book. We've got to sit and sign them one night, haven't we?
We really need to get on that.
So the signed copies of the book are going to be available shortly.
There's a few left at Waterstones if you'd like one.
Yeah, WH Smith as well. I'm not sure.
No, WH Smith have sold out.
I'm not up to date on the current stock.
I think.
But there we go.
Oh shit,
guys, just double fucking one of them. One of them. Who cares? Guys, we love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.